This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Say it ain't so. That doggone Donald Trump is gone and done it again. You're listening to Kevin Jackson. This is the Kevin Jackson Show. What's Donald Trump done? 844-551-8255. What has that rapscallion done to this country? Mr. Make America Great Again. Mr. Put America First. Do you want to know? He's raised your income. The nerve of him. I'm so glad you guys are here. I don't know whether that means you're gainfully employed. I doubt that you're unemployed. Not at this time of the year. I mean, things are going so great. You know what I really want to know from you? I want to know from my audience. Are you doing better now? And I don't want it in that, yeah, I'm doing better than I was under Obama. I'm saying, are you significantly doing better? Can you say to me, yes, Kevin, I am making much more money. I've been able to save some money. I've been able to take my first vacation in, 10 years. I started my company. I want to know your story. What's your story? I mean, I can tell you from a personal perspective, the feeling that I have, and you know, I've been running my same business for quite some time. So I've gone through the Obama era and I'm in the Trump era, and I don't sell a product per se. So it's tough for me to say, but I'll tell you this, the outlook is good. We're speaking more. I get more speaking engagements. I see more activity, I guess is the best way to put it. I see more activity. You know, we don't sell a ton of books. I don't even really talk about my book, Race Pimping. Go to get it at racepimping.com. But I haven't talked much about it, so I can't tell you, oh my goodness, under Trump, the book sales have gone through the roof. I should be able to say that. Shame on you people. But I won't burden you with it, okay? I'm not going to blame you. Most of you should already have my book anyway. If you don't, well, you're a racist. What can I say? But I really want to know, all kidding aside, I want to know, are you doing better? Are your friends doing better, your family? Are people that you were like, man, my uncle, my cousin just couldn't get a job. Oh, it was horrible, you know, whatever. If that's the case, let me know. 844-551-8255, because all I can tell you is this man we've got at the helm, he's a crazy man. Donald Trump, Donald J. Trump, he's crazy. That's the way we would say it. If I was hanging around, we were playing dominoes and drinking some brewskis around, you know, with my kinfolk. He said, boy, he crazy. Over here, creating all these jobs, giving people opportunity, giving them hope. Giving them hope. Raising the salaries and stuff, getting vacation, getting them off of unemployment, you know, getting them off of Obamacare, getting good insurance, getting, you know, that, what do you call it, the Cadillac plan, getting the Cadillac plan. That would be my uncle explaining Trump to me. Yeah, he crazy. Shoot, man, making people get back to work, get off welfare. You know, what they work for, was making like $23 an hour, making a lot of money. I mean, it's a lot of money. I ain't gonna lie and tell you it ain't a lot of money, but I mean, putting people to work. Putting black people to work. What's black unemployment now? It's lower than ever before. Ain't it? See? That's crazy. Man crazy. Man loses his mind. That's what I'm saying. I got family members that would say stuff like that. They'd be like, hey, man, you know, Eric and his wife, they took their first trip to Europe this year. Man, look at them. Running away. Trump got black folks going to Europe. Looking for a new place to live, probably. No. I talked to Eric. He said, shoot, it was the first time he could afford to take a vacation. Oh, look at it. Probably saved all that money up during Obama time. See? Yeah. I mean, I'm just... What? What you looking at me for? You've never met my uncle like that. Don't look at me. Yeah, but I have kin folks that are like that. I do. Compensation for workers rose to nearly a 10-year high in the second quarter as inflation pressures continue to percolate in the U.S. economy. Percolate. My grandparents had a percolator. They didn't have a coffee pot. Had a percolator. You know, and it was a contraption because it had a little rod that stuck up, and you had to stick the little thing, the little filter in the middle of it, and you put your coffee grounds in there, and you put it on, and you plug it in, and then it would just start to plop, 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 plop. And you could watch the water dance up in the top of the lid. Yeah, it was a percolator. You had to be relatively old to know what a percolator is. Anyway, this is the employment cost index increase 0.6%. for civilian workers in the third month period ending in June, according to the Bureau of Labor Statistics released Tuesday. That brought the 12-month rate up to 2.8%, the employment cost index, the highest level since 2.9% in the third quarter of 2008 amid the financial crisis and the Great Recession. The employment cost index increased 0.6%. Well, employment costs, like the cost to hire, I don't even know what that is. Do you know? You wouldn't know. I mean, I'm not saying you're dumb. I'm just saying you wouldn't know because, you know, you make so much money over here, you don't have to worry about stuff like that. Significant wage gains have been a missing part of the economic recovery, with average hourly increases, earnings increases, barely keeping pace with inflation. Yeah, nice little backhanded stab at Donald Trump. Come on. Anyway, it says the employment cost index has been on a steady rise over the past year. The index had to struggle to stay above 2% for most of the period following the recession, as the Federal Reserve kept interest rates low and inflation stayed well below historical norms. In other words, they manipulated inflation and the rate, the interest rates. They did that because can you imagine if interest rates had ticked up during the time of Obama, man? He would have been, they would have run that dude out on a rail because certainly your salaries weren't going up. It says, however, the index has been climbing steadily from the 2.2% level just prior to President Trump taking office. With the labor force market tightening, stronger wage pressures should continue to feed into the higher inflation over the rest of the year, said Andrew Hunter, a U.S. economist at Capital Economics. I think what they're telling us is this is good news. We're squeezing labor. You will be able to move around because there will be less labor. We're going to have to figure something out. And it means, guess what, black folks, the highest unemployed people on the planet, you get to go get real jobs. How about you get them, you keep them, you start taking care of your families, your children, etc. I'm talking about the deadbeats. I'm not talking about everybody. How cool is that? Let's see what the Democrats do to try to explain how in the best economic recovery we've had in a year and a half under Donald Trump, 10-year high for workers. They're going to find something. 10-year high for compensation. They're going to find something bad.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, A Book of Hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Well, 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 guess who's got the top economy? Top economy in the world. Anybody? 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 Yeah, it would be the United States. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Here's the Kevin Jackson Show. The proud American show. The show that makes no apologies for having my DNA assembled in what is known as the great U.S. of A. And I hope you feel the same. 844-551-8255 if you want to call me. And if you want to just hit a brother up with a message, then you can send it to kjradio.com. Go there anyway and check it out, and there's a place for you to do it. Anyway, the U.S. has the top economy. The United States dethroned Hong Kong this week to take the spot as the world's most competitive economy. I know. What did we do during the time of Obama? I know you're wondering, right? Well, let's just say we didn't have the top economy. further signaling a robust U.S. recovery under President Trump, and giving credit to him because of the recently passed GOP tax cuts. It's the economy, stupid. For those Democrats who are out there talking about racial equality and LGBT issues and immigrants and all this, keep going. Keep going. It's just, you're going down a rat hole. And rightfully so, because you're rats.
The U.S. dethroned Hong Kong to retake first place among the world's most competitive economies thanks to a faster economic growth and supportive atmosphere for scientific and technological innovation, according to annual rankings by the Switzerland-based IMD World Competitiveness Center. I know what you were thinking. I know what you were thinking out there. You were thinking, that's Kevin Jackson making up some statistics, talking about some black nonsense, up in here some black conservative stuff. You would be wrong. It's a bunch of Swiss people. Mm-hmm. Yeah, talk what you know out there before you start casting your aspersions on the brother on the Kevin Jackson show. Think about what you know, okay? It was the Swiss. The U.S., which reclaimed the number one spot for the first time since 2015, scored specifically well in international investment, domestic economy, and scientific infrastructure subcategories, while earning below average marks in public finance and prices. So public finance and prices, we got low marks. That's okay. I'll take the number one economy. Now you say since 2015. Yeah. Go back and look and see where we had the number one economy under Barack Obama. I know they're telling you it's 2015. I'm not going to bore you with the details. Here's what I'm going to tell you. This will help you get through this, okay? For those of you who are doing the math and saying, well, Kevin, hold on a minute. Barack Obama was president in 2015. Mm-hmm. Here's what I'm going to tell you. The U.S. has retaken the top spot, and we won't be giving it up. How's that make you feel? Huh? Talk what you know. I know you're out there being naysayers because we got lefties listening to the show, and they can infiltrate, and they can take over the minds of the weak, but they cannot get the mind of this bro right here. 381,000 manufacturing jobs since Trump's election. 381,000 manufacturing jobs. Did we play the clip a while back of Trump making the announcement that the United States is competitive now with the world in attracting business? We are open for business. He actually said, with us being a 20% tax rate, we're under most of the developing nations. So here's what I want you to think about. You're under the tax rate of most developing nations, which is an average of 23%. So you get a 3% tax break. You build your factory here, and you're closer to your client. So you lose the shipping cost. The American worker and American innovation is second to none. So if you bring R&D here, we're going to make your product better for the market that it's going to serve the most, which is us. 25, 26% of the goods of the world go through 350 million people. We're talking about a world with 7 billion folks, see? You're not going to see them building factories in the Ukraine. You're not going to build factories in Moscow. They're building them here now. Manufacturing coming back. Don't be surprised if at the end of this year, we have well over 500,000 manufacturing jobs that are back. And next year, don't be shocked at all if we do it again. Donald Trump is blowing away this economy. It is the economy, stupid. Did I say that? Yeah, it's the economy, stupid. The left, they want to talk about things like universal income. They want to talk about things like livable wages. Okay. See how many people actually believe that when it's going to come out of their pockets. Dinesh D'Souza was debating some young white kid who thought he had privilege. Dinesh D'Souza said, well, then give up yours. Give up yours. It's that simple. You think you got that? Give up yours. You think you're getting over on somebody? Give up yours. That should be one of our sayings. Give up yours, right? Give up yours.
That's what we should be tagging with these leftists who claim they want all these things for us. You want illegals? Fine. Bring them in. You house them. You agree to take care of them for 5 years with no taxpayer funding. We'll bring them in. How about that? Or we tell the politicians, okay, you got all this, what do they call it, where they want to put poor people in rich neighborhoods. It was like New World Order stuff, agenda something, right? Agenda 21, something like that. We say to Nancy Pelosi, you're going to be surrounded by Mexicanos. I'm talking about Mexican nationals, MS-13 gangbangers, you know, those kids that you said are not animals. We're going to surround you with them. Yeah, baby. Number one spot. Who do you credit for the United States overtaking Hong Kong? I know the business in Hong Kong. It's amazing to do business in Hong Kong. It really is. It's even very different than China. Hong Kong, you can have a business started literally the day you think of it. You can have all the paperwork to be doing business. It is such a non-impediment and a competitive environment. You got an idea, execute. You want to make a hat, get your printer, get your macrame, whatever it is that you need to make a hat, get the machine, get your stuff all set up, and you can be making hats on the corner. Just for American tourists, MAGA. Here you go. Get your MAGA hat. You can do it. It's easiest, one of the easiest places to do business in the world. And they want it that way. They did it that way for a reason. Look, we could be talking about this economy till we're blue in the face. 4.1% GDP. I predict it'll be higher next month. And then, get this, we're coming into the Christmas season. So right now, the GDP we're talking about is for the third quarter. Third quarter. So we'll end in September, which will be the fourth quarter GDP. Q1, which is normally low, I've already said this, I predicted this, will be bigger than ever.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Tropical Storm Gordon is pushing into the Gulf of Mexico as it continues to bring heavy rain and gusty winds to parts of Florida. The National Hurricane Center did issue a hurricane watch from the mouth of the Pearl River, Mississippi, to the border between Alabama and Florida. The storm is expected to make landfall in the Gulf Coast Tuesday night. The confirmation hearings for President Trump's next pick for the Supreme Court of the United States, Brett Kavanaugh, begin tomorrow. Senator Lindsey Graham expects Kavanaugh to be a slam dunk.
If he does well at the hearing, he will get, my belief is 55 or higher. If he does well, and I'm sure he will do well.
That audio courtesy of Fox News Sunday. Meanwhile, a U.S. service member was killed and another was wounded during an apparent insider attack in eastern Afghanistan today. The service member who is wounded is in stable condition. Meanwhile, the name of the fallen service member will be released 24 hours after family notification. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Donald Trump, graduate of Wharton, and you know his grades. You know his grades are good. I've never seen Donald Trump's grades from Wharton. Have you? Any of you? Have you seen it? Haven't seen it. Haven't seen the grades. But I know they're good. You want to know why? Because if they weren't, the left would have told us. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. It's Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Donald Trump is not only smart, he's brilliant. Because when you combine book smarts with street smarts, and the dude is a billionaire scrapper, very rare, rarer than a black Republican. That's right. You got this guy. Looks like he's a blue-collar kid. Dad raised him to respect money and all that. Man, the stuff you know about Trump doesn't drink because his brother was an alcoholic. Look, he's got his warts. Good for him. Everybody's got their warts. I would hate to think he's Mr. Goody Two Shoes because then that's when you know he's a liar. Yeah, I talk all the time about people who go, oh my gosh, we're just in a perfect marriage, and Bill is such an amazing man, and oh, and Susan, yeah, you just can't get any better than Susan. And I'm like, you bunch of frauds, y'all freaks. You ain't fooling nobody. I'm not saying people aren't happy in their marriage, but don't act like, you know, everything's, you know, better roses. There's a story of an 86-year-old man. He says, yeah, my wife and I, in 64 years of marriage, have only had two arguments. He says, yeah, the first one went from 1959 to 1987. And he says, and we're presently in the midst of our second one. so true. Now, see, that's the dude that's a realist. Yeah, if you're in a relationship, there's ebb and flow. People need to understand this, too, because that's going to help you in your relationships. That's, by the way, it's the same as your relationship with Donald Trump. It would be the same in your relationship with the Republicans, except with the Republicans, you got a crazy spouse that doesn't want to learn. And so, thankfully, Donald Trump's now taking over the Republican Party, and you have a halfway sane spouse, somebody that's willing to listen. Anyway, I want to talk about Trump and his smarts because the Chinese have a view of Donald Trump. And there was an article written by a lady, an American thinker, and I don't recall her name. I apologize, but I hope somebody can get her this. But she says this, has anyone ever called the Chinese stupid? Not those guys. We think of the Chinese, we think of them as smart people, right? They come over here. They're very industrious. Even as a group of people, just in general, the Chinese are very industrious people. They, you know, I mean, no matter, there are dumb Chinese. Don't misunderstand me. There's definitely dumb Chinese. But I'm saying, when you put them in a collective, they don't appear dumb because they have such good value systems and things. Things that have been born of thousands of years of evolution of their society. Anyway, to go on, she says, so now they're reading President Trump. And unlike the childish Eurotrash of Western Europe, they see a shrewd, wily, chess-playing Sun Tzu grade genius who could easily checkmate them. And they've got a lot of reasons for thinking so. This lady has made, it's a woman that wrote this article, she's made an observation that many people have overlooked. And this is, how does the world view Trump? There's the view of Trump where you say, oh, he's a reckless American president, you know, he's a maverick, or, you know, whatever they want to call him. And you can call him whatever you want. But what I will tell you is, you better know Donald Trump is negotiating for his own benefit. You could benefit as well, but he's negotiating for his benefit. And that in and of itself always makes you leery. You're like, okay, did I get a good deal? Now, the key to a good negotiation is the other guy has to feel like they did get a good deal. And apparently, Trump's very good at it. I'd say he is. He also knows when he's getting screwed. Now, to go on, she says, that's the report from a European policy domo who actually went to Beijing and asked the local leaders what they were seeing. The report that European Council of Foreign Relations President Mark Leonard gives in the Financial Times is well worth the subscription or trial subscription to read it. Some of his thoughts can be read in this piece from Instapundit, and she took some pieces from it. And here's what she said. I got to tell you, I'm looking at this piece going, this is such good stuff. Could not wait to share this with you. So here's what the guy says. I just spent a week in Beijing talking to officials and intellectuals, many of whom are awed by his skills, Trump, as a strategist and tactician. Few Chinese think that Mr. Trump's primary concern is to rebalance the bilateral trade deficit. If it were, they say, he would have aligned with the EU, Japan, and Canada against China rather than scooping up America's allies in a tariff dragnet. They think the president's goal is nothing less than remaking the global order. Now, just to translate for some of the leftists listening to the program, if Donald Trump had said, look, I'm going to partner with you guys. I'm going to exempt you EU people from this because I'm going after China. He could have also, this person writing this article, could have added, I'm going to bring Japan and South Korea into the mix, which would have really hurt him. Because now you're talking about a huge piece, a swath of the GDP that China would pretty much have a tough time dealing with. You know, if you can't deal with Europe, America, let's say North America for all intents and purposes, and you throw in the biggest parts of Asia, the biggest economies, I mean, China would be up a creek, saying the country. Goes on to say, they think Mr. Trump feels he is presiding over the relative decline of his great nation. It is not that the current order does not benefit the U.S. The problem is that it benefits others more in relative terms. To make things worse, the U.S. invests billions of dollars and a fair amount of blood in supporting the very alliances and international institutions that are constraining America and facilitating China's rise. So, simply put, Donald Trump is saying the way we do business, it enhances everybody else except America. And what others have done is they presided over essentially the decline of America. It says in Chinese eyes, Trump responds as a form of, quote, creative destruction. He is systematically destroying the existing institutions from the World Trade Organization, the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA, to NATO, and Iran nuclear deal as first steps towards renegotiating the world order on terms more favorable to Washington. I couldn't agree more. And I said this, I know people listening to the program go, here comes Kevin's about to brag. I'm about to brag. Yes, I said Donald Trump, when everybody's, he's a war, he's going to start a war. And I said, the only war Donald Trump will start, unless you push him, like throw missiles at us, the only war he will start will be an economic war. And he is more than ready to battle you economically because he has the American GDP and the American citizen behind him. And you know what we do? We innovate, we make money, we spend money. We are the best dollar on the planet. So they go on to say this. Once the order is destroyed, the Chinese elite believe Mr. Trump will move to stage two, renegotiating America's relationship with other powers. Because the U.S. is still the most powerful country in the world, it will be able to negotiate with other countries from a position of strength if it deals with them one at a time, rather than through multilateral institutions that empower the weak at the expense of the strong. My interlocutors say that Mr. Trump is the first U.S. president for more than 40 years to bash China on three fronts simultaneously: trade, military, and ideology. They describe him as a master tactician, focusing on one issue at a time and extracting as many concessions as he can. They speak of the skillful way Mr. Trump has treated President Xi Jinping. Look at how he handled North Korea, one says. He got Xi Jinping to agree to UN sanctions half a dozen times, creating an economic stranglehold on the country. China almost turned North Korea into a sworn enemy of the country. That was a quote. But they also see him as a strategist, willing to declare a truce in each area when there are no more concessions to be had, and then start again on a new front. Now, I'm going to say to you, you listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, learn from this segment. Learn how to battle the left. You get everything you can, then you concede. But you concede no ground until you've gotten everything you can get from them. She goes on to say, wow, so the Chinese watch Trump dramas in Quebec, Singapore, Brussels, and Helsinki closely and drew their own conclusions as to what was going on from them. Keeping your friends close and your enemies closer, as Sun Tzu used to say. The slap around of Justin Trudeau in Canada, the rapprochement of North Korea's dictator Kim Jong-un in Singapore, the second slap around at NATO headquarters in Belgium, and the love fest with Vladimir Putin in Finland had quite an effect in China, where the locals recognized the dictum in action. What a coincidence. Trump just happens to be a student of Sun Tzu, the famous Chinese strategist who wrote The Art of War.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils,
But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes. And the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Obviously, in a pivotal and unprecedented moments in American history. And the fights that we are waging are not just for ourselves. More importantly, they are for our kids, our grandchildren, and the future of this planet.
Did you hear that raucous applause? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. Bernie Sanders saying it's pivotal, That we, you know, we're at a pivotal moment in history. We have to look at these things. Look at what's happening around us. The planet is doomed unless we do something. You guys have to react. You got to do something quick or else. Yeah, woo! Yeah, yeah. I'm just not quite feeling it. And you want to know why they're not quite feeling it? Because they're not feeling it. They're not feeling the pain. They're not feeling the pressure. Donald Trump was, look, global warming was supposed to have already wiped us out. It hasn't. And since it hasn't, Trump has kind of just been going along his merry way, making things better for people, getting them jobs. It's tough to rally the Democrats. I'll get it out. The Democrats, when there's not enough frustration, they need angst. They need somebody upset. They need somebody mad, somebody furious. Look at what you're doing, man. I will hurt you. Don't you mess with me. Whatever. Yeah, they need it. And they're not getting it. It's tough to gin it up. But the polls all say that, oh, it's out there. No, no, no. The Democrats are more riled up than the Republicans. I'm just going to ask you, as a matter of common sense, do you believe that? Now, I know you don't trust yourselves right now. You're saying, Kevin, I don't want to rely on what I think, because I'm just not sure. You're hearkening back to when you weren't sure if Trump was going to win in 2016, right? Maybe you weren't sure about some of the special elections that he's won. Maybe you were unsure if he would get his tax bill done. Maybe you're unsure if Donald Trump's going to get that wall that's been started built. Maybe you're thinking he's going to equivocate on taking nuclear weapons away from North Korea. I mean, he won't get that process started. Maybe he won't address Iran. Maybe he's not going to address some of the other issues that are out there plaguing us, like terror attacks and so on and so forth. He may just let ISIS slip instead of really going after him. Maybe. I don't know. Has there been enough things for you to look at to make a judgment one way or the other? Maybe, as the left says, it's going to be Armageddon if we pass that tax cut. And unemployment's going to go through the roof. And the Treasury's not going to get money as a surplus, which it did, but it was just by accident. Maybe it's a fluke that Donald Trump taking away all that onerous legislation from business has actually stimulated the economy. I know, it's all fake news. It's all things that Donald Trump is contriving and he's controlling with his Twitter, you know, his tweets. That's what it is. I realize you don't have enough evidence. That Donald Trump pulled us out of the Paris Climate Accords, according to Bernie Sanders, doom and gloom. Doom and gloom. Donald Trump's tweets to North Korea calling Kim Jong-un fat boy. It's gonna make them want to shoot nuclear weapons over here. Do you know that the Koreans, I heard this, I haven't verified this, but this is what I was told. They started sending the remains of people, you know, the bodies that were lost in Korea back to America. That's what I heard. You verify that for yourselves. I'm not sure. But if that's the case, that's pretty amazing. Maybe when Trump decided he was going to look into the trade practices of our so-called partners, you were just like, that's just campaign talk. And then when he did it and identified $800 billion of a trade imbalance, and then people go, what you doing messing with trade, man? Maybe you don't believe he's really serious about it. You know, these $50 billion of tariff increases he just put on China, they're telling you that's going to create a trade war. The very people that have you in the war want you to believe that this is going to put you in the war. So Trump says, okay, we're going to start, since they already don't want to, you know, play ball and we're already in this war, we're going to go to war. And he puts $50 billion on China. They put $50 billion on us. Given that they have a $375 billion trade surplus with us, who do you think is going to win that war? What do you think is going to happen? There's not a country on this planet, a civilized one, that, for the most part, doesn't have a trade imbalance with the United States, because we've been okay with that. And we don't mind that if you've got, I don't know, maybe you've got some really cool thing that you make that we don't have. If we got to buy that from you, so be it. So be it. We'll have a trade imbalance. It isn't about making it all equal, even. It's about leaving those trade barriers available so our people can sell you stuff too. Donald Trump, I bet you the average person didn't even know how much our trade number of tariffs that Canada had on us up to 270% on our dairy products. How many people do you think knew that 6 months ago, 3 months ago, a year ago? I bet you could count them on one hand and probably on one finger and wouldn't even have to use that finger. Because I know I didn't know. I didn't go looking around at what the trade thing was, but Trump looked at it. He looked at ways that we were being taken advantage of. But Bernie Sanders wants you to believe, no. What they talk about, what the elitists talk about, the so-called intelligentsia. Let me ask you, would you want to learn anything from Bernie Sanders, Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi, Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama? Would you put your children in their school? I'm just curious. I'm going to answer for you from my side. I wouldn't let my kids anywhere near those pedophile-loving skanks. No way. I wouldn't let them educate my kids on anything, the basics, reading, writing, and arithmetic. I wouldn't let them do that, much less put them in their care. They'd be trying on makeup and putting condoms on bananas in a week. I'm talking about my boys. So, no, I wouldn't let them anywhere near. But Bernie Sanders say they're the mainstream. He wants you to believe, and there's a complete press cabal that's with him that says, we're going to make you believe the nonsense of the left. We're going to make you believe that the United States is the only heartless country, the country willing to separate kids from their parents. Let me tell you something. Every country on this planet separates kids from their parents. Some do it better than others. Some do it by force. Some do it in ways you don't even want to know. So don't talk to me about what their norms are, but I want you to hear the rest of what Bernie Sanders has to say, because it's priceless.
And if anybody in this room, and I know it's not the case here, but anybody in this country who thinks that now is the time to throw your hands up and give up, you are dead wrong. Now is the time, more than ever, to stand up, fight back. And I want to thank all of the groups here, because whether you know it or not, you have helped transform this country in so many ways. Just a few years ago, and I want you to think about it, many of the ideas that we talked about were thought to be fringe ideas, radical ideas, extremist ideas. Well, you know what? Because of your efforts, those ideas are now mainstream American ideas.
Yeah, they're mainstream. Woohoo! What are the mainstream ideas that Bernie Sanders believe are mainstream? Every single thing that the left has proposed is being undone. And it's because of you. I don't need to stand in front of you and give a big rah-rah over what's happening right now that is destroying leftism. Destroying it. I want to sound like Sanders when I'm giving that speech. It's destroying it. And let me tell you, you should be so happy to be on the front end of this, to be the tip of the spear that says, I'm going to show people just how crazy these people are. You're on the tip of the spear. Congratulations. I couldn't be more happy for you. I couldn't be more happy for this country. Do you know leftism at every take is spinning in on itself, folks? One of my friends was at the Heterodoxy Academy in Chicago, I believe, and leftist professors are talking about how bad academia has become. Leftist professors. This is how bad it has become. Donald Trump has made liars of them about the economy. I've already gone through this stuff. Look at all the things. Use your own powers of observation. You are superheroes. You have this power called common sense. You put it on the shelf. Go dust off the superhuman uniform and let people know you can practice common sense as good as the next guy. Look at the signs, folks. We give them to you every week on this program, sometimes every day. Just look at the signs.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.